Clothing. 1. Do you spend a lot of time deciding what to wear every day? A. Yes, I'm very picky about my clothes and especially about the fabrics I wear. It's been proven that the materials we put on our bodies affect our health. Synthetic fabrics can contain dangerous chemicals that can cause skin irritation and respiratory issues. That's why I prefer fabrics like organic cotton or silk. B. No, I don't like stressing out about what to wear. So I just keep a few basics in my closet that I can mix and match without thinking. After all, there are lots of notable, successful people who don't put much effort into their wardrobe. Take Steve Jobs, for example. He was known for always wearing a black turtleneck and jeans. 2. Do you prefer comfortable clothes or smart clothes? A. I definitely prefer comfortable, casual clothing. I don't own a car, so I ride my bicycle everywhere that I commute. That means my clothing has to be breathable and easy to move in. I'm glad that athleisure has become a trend. I can't imagine living in the Victorian era when clothing was so complicated and a lot less comfortable. B. I'd most likely go for clothes that are both formal and stylish. I love dressing up nice whenever I leave the house. Choosing clothing carefully and making sure you always look put together is important. Maybe it's shallow, but it's just a fact that people judge you based on appearance. Besides, you'll feel better about yourself when you know you look presentable. 3. Were you allowed to choose your own clothes when you were a child? A. Yeah, absolutely. When I was a child, my mom was really supportive of me choosing my own clothes. I have vivid memories of eagerly picking out my outfits for the following day each night. And this allowed me to feel independent and develop my sense of style. It might seem small, but it was a meaningful way to express myself. B. Well, during my school years, I had to stick to a dress code that required a uniform most of the time. But on special occasions and holidays, I had the freedom to decide what I wanted to wear. My parents were usually pretty flexible about it, except during the freezing winters when I insisted on wearing short sleeves. That was a definite no. 4. What do you do with your clothes when you no longer use them? A. When I'm no longer using my clothes, I try to donate them. There are lots of places in my city that accept used clothing. Then they make those clothes available to people in need. I think it's a good way of paying it forward. You should try to help the less fortunate whenever you can. B. When I'm no longer using my clothes, I usually give them away to family or friends. I have a lot of younger relatives that I share clothes with. It's nice to give them hand-me-downs because then those clothes can stay in the family. Plus, my friends and I have similar styles, so we swap clothes sometimes. 5. What kind of clothes do you like to wear? A. I like wearing clothes that are really trendy. I try to keep up with the latest styles, which is a lot of fun for me. They might not always be the most comfortable, but it helps me feel more confident when my outfit is stylish and eye-catching. B. I love wearing clothes that are comfortable and practical. I prefer loose-fitting shirts and more sensible pants. I might not always be the most stylish one in the room, but I always feel at ease because my clothes are comfy and they look good on me. 6. Do you like wearing t-shirts? A. Yes, I love wearing t-shirts. Who doesn't? They are comfortable, stylish, and versatile. These days, t-shirts come in so many different styles and fabrics, so you can dress them up or down. A basic cotton t-shirt is great for lounging, while a button-up t-shirt could be more suitable for work. B. No, t-shirts are too casual for me. I like dressing to impress, and t-shirts don't make the cut for me. Some people don't realize that their clothing makes them look sloppy. A first impression of someone is always based on appearance. So why not step it up a little with some classier clothes? 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。